Hi everyone, this is Dami Pelaez. I am the founder of the BCBA Exam Prep Study Group. I am also one of the leaders. We do host meetings that are related to the BCBA exam 6 days a week. Like I said, I am one of the leaders and we have five other wonderful leaders. Everyone is doing a wonderful job. This is going to be officially our first podcast. Is going to be as per request by all the members of the group for AKAs. A lot of the terms in the field of applied behavior analysis are very difficult, and they are also terms that are expressed in different ways. So due to this, a lot of the students in the field of ABA do need to learn every different term for that is that means the same thing. So because of this, I'm gonna get started. I'm gonna start giving a list of different terms. I'm gonna say the term. I'm gonna give everyone a couple seconds, maybe 3 to 5 seconds to think about it with a pause, and then I will give the answer. So as for that, I'm gonna get started. And the first term is ABC narrative recording. I'm going to give you guys 3 to 5 seconds to think about it. Go ahead. Okay, the answer to that is sequence analysis, ABC descriptive narrative. So there's two of them. Like I said, the AKA for ABC narrative recording is sequence analysis and ABC descriptive narrative data. Next term is alternating treatments design. The AKA for that is simultaneous treatment design. So I'm going to repeat it. Alternating treatments design, its AKA is simultaneous treatment design. Next is alternating treatments design. I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about it. What is the AKA for alternating treatments design? The AKA is multiple schedules design. Actually, that one has three different AKAs. So it's multiple schedules design, multi-element baseline design, and concurrent schedules design. The next term we have on my list is antecedent interventions. I'm going to give you 3 to 5 seconds. The AKA for that is antecedent control, antecedent manipulations, and antecedent procedures. Again, I'm going to repeat it. The term is antecedent interventions. And the AKAs are antecedent control, antecedent manipulations, and antecedent procedures. The next term is assessment. The AKA for that is functional behavior assessment, or FBA. Next, we're going to move on to the term concept. The AKA for that is concept formation and concept acquisition. The next term on my list is conceptual analysis of behavior. Think about it for a second. The AKA for that is behaviorism. I'm going to repeat it again. Conceptual analysis of behavior, its AKA is behaviorism. Concurrent chaining is the next ABA term. The AKA for that is total task presentation. Next, we have confounding variables. The AKA for that term is extraneous variables and unrelated variables. Moving along, next term is Darwinian selectionism. I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about that one. The AKA for that is selection by consequences. Again, I'm going to repeat it one last time. Darwinian selectionism is, AKA is selection by consequences. The next term is direct descriptive FBA. The AKA for that is descriptive assessment and direct assessment. Next, we have direct instruction. Direct instruction. What is the AKA for direct instruction? The AKA for that is Siegfried Engelmann. That is actually the founder. So maybe they just want you to learn that so that you can know who created it. But on here it says AKA is Siegfried Engelmann. So he is the founder of direct instruction. The next ABA term is environment. What is the AKA for environment? And the answer is ecology. Ecology. Next we have equal interval graphs. Equal interval graphs. The AKA for equal interval graphs is arithmetic charts and add subtract charts. Next on my list is the term experimental analysis. And the AKA for that is experimentation. Next we have the term experimental control. Experimental control. And the AKA for that is functional relations, analysis, and control. So there's three of them. I'm going to repeat. The term is experimental control, and there's three AKAs. It's functional relations, analysis, and control. The next term is functional analysis. The AKAs for functional analysis are FA, experimental analysis, and analog assessment. I'm going to repeat it. The AKAs for functional analysis are FA, experimental analysis, and analog assessment. Next, we have the term functional equivalence. The AKAs for functional equivalence are functionally equivalent behaviors. Functionally equivalent behaviors. The next term I have on my list is generative learning. Generative learning. And the AKA for generative learning is derived relations. Derived relations. The next word I have on here is habilitation. Habilitation. The AKA is adjustment. Adjustment. The next term is high P request. High P request. The AKA for high P request is behavioral momentum, interspersed requests, and pre-task requests. I'm going to repeat that. The AKAs for high P requests are behavioral momentum, interspersed request, and pre-task request. Moving right along, the next one is horizontal axis. Horizontal axis. Take a few seconds to think about it. And the AKA is X-axis and abscissa. So the AKAs for horizontal axis are X-axis and abscissa. The next term I have here is hypothetical constructs. Hypothetical constructs. The AKA for hypothetical constructs is imaginary constructs. Imaginary constructs. Next we have incidental teaching. The AKA for incidental teaching is in situ training. Again, the AKA for incidental teaching is in situ training. I also have a couple more AKAs for incidental teaching. They are naturalistic teaching and non-intensive teaching. So, incidental teaching has three AKAs. In situ training, naturalistic teaching, and non-intensive teaching. Next term I have here are line graphs. Line graphs. Take a couple seconds to think about that. The AKA for line graphs is frequency polygons. Frequency polygons. Next term that we're going to find the AKA for is normalization. Normalization. What is the AKA for normalization? The AKA is mainstreaming. Mainstreaming. All right, next on our list is operant behavior. Operant behavior. The AKA for operant behavior is SRS model, which is also stimulus response, stimulus model, and three-term contingency, and ABC. So ABC, three-term contingency, and SRS model. The next term is paired stimulus. Paired stimulus. What is the AKA for pair stimulus? The AKA for pair stimulus is forced choice. Forced choice. The next word is pattern analysis. Pattern analysis. What is the AKA for pattern analysis? The AKA is scatterplot. Scatterplot. Next is penalty contingency. What is the AKA for penalty contingency? The AKA for that is negative punishment. So the AKA for penalty contingency is negative punishment. Also, there is one more AKA for penalty contingency, and that is penalty principle. So we have two AKAs for penalty contingency, and that is negative punishment and penalty principle. The next term on here is permanent product. Permanent product. The AKA for permanent product is outcome recording. Outcome recording. Next on my list, I have personalized system of instruction. Personalized system of instruction. The AKA for personalized system of instruction is the Keller Plan and PSI. So the Keller Plan and PSI are AKAs for personalized system of instruction. Prerequisite behaviors. What is the AKA for prerequisite behaviors? The AKA for prerequisite behaviors is component behaviors. Component behaviors. The next term is respondent behavior. Respondent behavior. And the AKA for respondent behavior is reflex, reflexive relations, unconditioned stimulus, unconditioned response, and USUR. I'm going to repeat it. The AKAs for respondent behavior are reflex, reflexive relations, unconditioned stimulus, unconditioned response, and USUR. Next is reversal design. Reversal design. What is the AKA for reversal design? The AKA for reversal design is BAB and ABAB. Next is the term self-observation. Self-observation. The AKA for self-observation is self-monitoring and self-recording. Next, I have the term semi-logarithmic chart. Semi-logarithmic chart. What is the AKA? The AKA for semi-logarithmic chart is standard acceleration chart. Standard acceleration chart. The next word I have is sequence analysis. Sequence analysis. The AKA for sequence analysis is ABC narrative recording. The next term I have is single stimulus. Single stimulus. The AKA for single stimulus is successive choice. Successive choice. The next term is single subject designs. Single subject designs. And I have three AKAs for single subject designs: single case designs, within subject designs, and intra-subject designs. So again, I'm going to repeat it. The AKAs for single subject designs are single case designs, within subject designs, and intra-subject designs. My next term is steady state responding. Steady state responding. And the AKA for steady state responding is stable state responding. Stable state responding. All right, I only have 5 more. Okay, we're almost done. The next term is tests. Tests. The AKA for test is standardized test. Standardized tests. Next term is timeout from positive reinforcement. Timeout from positive reinforcement. What's the AKA? The AKA is timeout. So I'm going to repeat that. The AKA for timeout from positive reinforcement is timeout. Next term is treatment integrity. Treatment integrity. The AKAs for treatment integrity are procedural fidelity, fidelity of implementation, and program integrity. Again, I'm going to repeat that. The AKAs for treatment integrity are procedural fidelity, fidelity of implementation, and program integrity. Last two, treatment package. Treatment package. What is the AKA for treatment package? The AKA for treatment package is behavioral package. Behavioral package. And last one, vertical axis. Vertical axis. The AKA for vertical axis is y-axis and ordinate. Y-axis and ordinate. So this is the end of my podcast. I hope you guys like it, and I hope that you can benefit from it. Try to listen to it while you're driving in the car, or if you have some headphones and you can just walk around and listen to them every now and then. I hope it helps. And thanks so much for listening to my first official podcast. I really appreciate everything. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.